I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, party people? Welcome back to today's Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. It's Wednesday, January 12th. We have a 9-game slate in the NBA. I got 3 best bets. I'm red hot. I went 3-0 yesterday with my best bets. I'm 5-1 this week and 14-6 so far in 2022. Your boy is killing it. All of our odds are provided by our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, who's a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older, so please see their website for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, so once again, I have 3 best bets in the Wednesday, January 12th slate in the NBA. I went 3-0 yesterday. I hit with the Pelicans, +3.5 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Pelicans were the home team there, and they were leading going into halftime and throughout most of the second half before Minnesota rallied back. But Brandon Ingram ended up hitting a game-winning three-pointer with 0.3 seconds remaining to give New Orleans a 128-125 exciting victory over Minnesota. So we took the points with Pelicans, +3.5. Cashed, got a little sweaty at the end, but the ticket did cash. So on to the next game, where we got the Memphis Grizzlies. We took the +105 money line versus the Golden State Warriors. They won 118-108 in an absolute barn burner. It's a hell of a game from both teams. Grizzlies were up double digits in the first quarter, or in the first half. Golden State stormed back in the third quarter like they're known to do. Ended up taking a lead. And then Memphis ended up coming back and winning that game 116-108. Ja Morant, who's just an absolute superstar, had a game high 29 points. Steph Curry had a triple double, put up 27 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So Grizzlies extended their win streak to 10 straight. We cashed with the Grizzlies +105. Next game, and the third and final best bet from Tuesday, was the Denver -135 first half money line over the Los Angeles Clippers. And man, was that a rock fight. Denver beat Los Angeles in the first half 41-28. That's right. The Clippers scored 28 points in the first half, and what was a rocking chair cover. There was really not a lot of sweat for any Denver first half bettors there. But interestingly enough, I ended up switching my pick from Denver full game to the first half, because Denver has been known to piss away games in the second half, and that's exactly what they did last night. They lost outright 87-85 as 3-point road underdogs at the Los Angeles Clippers. But again, if you followed me, you took Denver's first half. That was an easy cash. So 3-0 Wednesday, 5-1 this week, 14-6 this year. We're killing it. Let's hope that we can keep the good momentum going. Again, I have 3 best bets today, which are the Philadelphia 76ers -5.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. Then I'm going to take the Miami Heat +2.5 when they visit the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm going to go with another underdog with the Cleveland Cavaliers at +5.5 when they visit the Utah Jazz. Obviously, we'll talk about the first pick that I have, which is a 7 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off between the 23-16 Philadelphia 76ers and the 22-19 Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte is 4-2 straight up and against spread over the past 2 weeks, and just swept the Milwaukee in a home back-to-back Saturday and Monday. Philly has won 8 of its last 9 games, has covered 7 of those 9 games. So the Philly's playing really well lately, but you can question the competition they've played that hasn't been very strong. So they're stepping up in competition here playing the Charlotte Hornets, but they've had a ton of success, like absolutely staggering success against Charlotte in recent years. In fact, Philly has won 16 straight versus Charlotte, including the first two meetings this season. I will say, though, the Hornets were without LaMelo Ball and Terry Rozier, their first and second scoring points per game leaders on that team. So huge absences there. It should make a bit of a difference here in the third Hornets 76ers game. But I like the 76ers minus 5.5 because, well, for a few reasons. First, Embiid just has manhandled Charlotte throughout his career. Embiid's averaging 27 points per game on roughly 65% true shooting, which breaks down to 53% from the field, 34% from behind the arc, and 82% from the charity stripe. He also is averaging 12 rebounds per game, and has a plus 17 net rating in his 13 career games versus Charlotte. Philly has never lost with Embiid in the lineup to the Charlotte Hornets. So 13-0 when Joel Embiid plays, and he plays amazingly against the Charlotte team. Plus, Philly puts a hurting on bad defenses. 76ers are 15-3 straight up versus teams with a bottom 10 adjusted defensive rating, and they have the third best adjusted net rating at plus 10.2 points per 100 possessions and the fifth best ATS margin against bad defenses. Charlotte is, in fact, a bad defense. I think they're 25th in defensive rating, 9 garbage time, according to cleaningtheglass.com. They're definitely bottom 10. So I'm not gonna banty or go back and forth about how far down the bottom 10 the Hornets are. But take my word for it, they're a terrible defense. And Seth Curry, Tobias Harris, and Joel Embiid all like to operate in the mid-range, which is where Charlotte's defense is weak. Philly attempts the fifth highest rate of mid-range jumpers, where Charlotte has the second worst defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range shots. Seth Curry, which is kind of surprising, but he likes to shoot in the mid-range. Not so surprising as Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid. So they have three elite mid-range scorers. And Charlotte's mid-range defense has been bad, and they've also been smacked around by good teams this year. They're 5-11 straight up versus teams with a top 10 of adjusted net rating. They have a 20th adjusted net rating versus those opponents at minus 6.7 points per 100 possessions, and they're 19th in ATS margin versus top 10 teams. So we're going with the 76ers minus 5.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. The next game I got is the Miami Heat. I'm going to take the plus 2.5 when they visit the Atlanta Hawks. This is the sixth and final game in a road trip for Miami. They've won three of the first five and covered four of the first five in their road trip. Atlanta had just wrapped up a six-game road trip. They were 2-4 straight up and 2-4 against the number in those games. They're returning home where they have not met expectations and have not been profitable for backers. They're 0-9, Atlanta is, in their last nine home games. 0-9 against the spread, excuse me, against the spread in their last nine home games, the Hawks are. So, but the bottom line is these teams are trending in opposite directions. Miami ranks in third place in the Eastern Conference standings, despite just mad injuries. Jimmy Butler's missed time. Bam Adebayo's missed time. Victor Oladipo, I have no idea what's going on with that guy, but he hasn't been around all season. Don't know if that, probably shouldn't even brought him up. He doesn't even really matter to the line that much. But the point is, Miami's dealt with a plethora of injuries, and they're still third in the East, whereas Atlanta ranks 12th in the East. And there's even rumors that a power forward who I'm high on, John Collins, is unhappy with his role and that he's possibly being shopped around for Ben Simmons. So that's kind of crazy. But either way, this is a very disappointing season for Atlanta. They made the Eastern Conference finals last year, and what's starting to look like a fluke year for Atlanta. You know, they've had some injuries in their own right, but it's hard for me to excuse Atlanta's injuries and then not give, you know, Miami huge props for playing well despite their injuries. So there's just two teams heading in opposite directions. Maybe Atlanta head coach Nate McMillan could figure it out like he did as an interim coach last season, but it's not looking good for Atlanta right now. And they're missing Clint Capela, who's their rim-protecting, elite rebounding big. His absence is key. Capela's rim runs and pick-and-roll action and offensive rebounding really helps Atlanta's offense. In fact, Capela's in the 77th percentile of bigs and adjusted on-off net rating, and the 92nd percentile of bigs and adjusted on-off offensive rebounding percentage. So Capela really helps Atlanta's pick-and-roll action and really, really helps their offensive and defensive rebounding. Capela missed Atlanta's previous game versus the Los Angeles Clippers, which is a game Atlanta got embarrassed, I think, by double digits. They were out-rebounded by the Clippers. Atlanta was 47-39, 13-7 in offensive rebounds. And LA has the fourth worst rebounding rate in the NBA. Well, Atlanta is playing Miami, LA has the fourth worst rebounding rate in the NBA, and Miami has the fourth best rebounding rate in the NBA. So if Atlanta struggled to rebound against a small, banged-up Clippers team who struggles at rebounding in their own right, then they're probably going to have a tough time cleaning up the glass versus Miami, who's the fourth best rebounding team. So Miami also tears up bad defenses. They're 11-3 straight up versus teams in the bottom 10 of adjusted net rating. They got a plus 8.1 points per 100 possessions, which ranks 7th according to cleaningtheglass.com. And there's also a strength on weakness edge in Miami's favor. And it's an awesome shooting, three-point shooting team, and Atlanta's three-point defense is weak. Miami actually has the 6th best effective field goal shooting, whereas Atlanta's 25th in defensive effective field goal shooting. So, once again, we're taking the Hawks plus 2.5 here. And my final best bet is the Cavs plus 5.5 when they visit the Utah Jazz. Cavs just beat the Sacramento Kings 109-108 Monday, but couldn't cover as 5-point road favorites. They lost its previous game as 6.5-point underdogs to Golden State 96-82 Saturday, and what was Klay Thompson's return game. Utah, though, has lost 3 straight road games entering Wednesday. They lost to the Toronto Raptors as 13-point underdogs. They're missing a whole bunch of players, so it's hard to really put that on them, but they couldn't even cover, and they were up double digits in the first half. They ended up losing 122-108, so lost ATS by a 0.5. They also lost as 5-point favorites in Indiana, lost 125-113, and then they lost in an embarrassing game, lost by double digits, 126-116 to the Detroit Pistons as 10.5-point road favorites. So they've actually played better on the road this year, and they're coming back to Salt Lake City where, I mean, Utah, the Jazz have played awesome all year. They're one of the best teams in the league, but they're a little less profitable at home. And they're not the same without Gobert. Cleveland's got an awesome front court. Utah's 1-3 straight up, 1-3 against the spread in the last 4 games, all of which Gobert has missed because he's on the NBA COVID list. They've lost the last 3 Utah has, 2 of which were to teams with a losing record, and they've surrendered at least 122 points in the last 3 games. So their defense has fallen off without the reigning defensive player of the year, Gobert, who's also in the 98th percentile of bigs and adjusted on-off net or defensive rating, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Again, we talked about Cleveland's front court, or just briefly mentioned them. They have the front runner for Rookie of the Year and Evan Mobley, who's been balling out power forward for Cleveland, and Jared Allen, their starting center, is having a career year, having the best rebounding, scoring, and shooting season of his career, and could be an Eastern Conference All-Star. I don't know. We'll see, but he's certainly playing at an All-Star caliber level. Cleveland's got the 5th best defensive 3-point percentage in the NBA, which matters versus an awesome 3-point shooting Jazz team. And I think a big reason why is because of the lengthy front court of Cleveland. They have Jared Allen, Lauri Markkanen, and Evan Mobley, all three of which stand at least 6'10". They're lengthy. They can help Cleveland extend its perimeter defense and get out on 3-point shooters. Also, it's just a better spot for Cleveland. They're 8-2 on the road against the spread on the road versus teams above 500, 7-3 against the spread when being spotted 5-7 points, and 10-5-1 against the spread as a road dog with a plus 7.8 ATS margin in those games. So the Jazz, on the other hand, are 2-6 against the spread at home versus above 500 teams. We talked earlier, just mentioned how they're not very profitable as a home or at home, and they're 8-13 against the spread as a home favorite, and they have a minus 2.3 ATS margin. Finally, last note on this game is I do think there's a little value in Cleveland here. Their numbers getting bloated just because they played a stinker in Sacramento, but I'm willing to excuse Cleveland's 109-108 victory in Sacramento because it was an obvious look-ahead spot for Cleveland. The Kings game was a sandwich spot. They played Golden State Saturday, and they played Utah today. So they obviously were coming off a tough game the night before. Actually, it was Sunday that the Cleveland Cavaliers played the Golden State Warriors, and they played the Kings the very next night. So laying an egg against a Kings team on the second of a back-to-back on the road isn't that concerning for me, and they ended up winning the game outright. So they're probably just looking ahead to this Utah game that I think they'll cover the 5.5 points. So quick recap again on my best bets for Wednesday's January 12th slate. I'm taking the Sixers minus 5.5 when they host the Charlotte Hornets. I'm taking the Miami Heat plus 2.5 visiting the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm taking the Cavaliers plus 5.5 visiting the Utah Jazz. That's it. Best of luck. Whether you fade or follow me, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.